AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A TV reporter and her cameraman are dead. A Chamber of Commerce official is wounded. And the suspect who is believed to have opened fire on them in Roanoke, Virginia, is dead.
At approximately 1:30 p.m. today, the suspect from this incident, this shooting, died at Fairfax and Nova Hospital in Northern Virginia as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
That's Franklin County Sheriff Bill Overton. Vester Flanagan is said to have opened fire on the news crew during a live interview and even made his own video of the shooting and posted it on social media. Killed in this morning's incident were reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward. Jeff Marks is general manager of the TV station WDBJ.
Our hearts are broken and our sympathies go to the entire staff here, but also the parents and family of Adam Ward and Allison Parker, who were just out doing their job today.
Colorado theater shooter James Holmes was formally sentenced today to more than 3,300 years in prison. A dozen people were killed in a mass movie theater attack in 2012. A big rally today on Wall Street that held up all the way to the closing bell.
The Dow blasted out of the gate. Then in the last hour, where the market was swamped by sellers Tuesday, it got an influx of buyers. The Dow closed up 619 points, inspired, says Alan Valdez at DME Securities, by a strong suggestion from the head of the New York Federal Reserve that a plan to raise rock-bottom interest rates next month is being put off.
Basically, he said what everyone was thinking here, that maybe it's not the right time to raise rates. Market took that as a sign they're not going to raise rates.
The nearly 4% boost comes on the heels of a week of big losses. Valdez says this is likely more an interruption than an end to that. Warren Levinson at the New York Stock Exchange.
Two U.S. soldiers are dead after an attack inside a military base in southern Afghanistan. They were attacked by someone inside that base. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon's inspector general is checking reports that some military officials may have distorted intelligence reports about the fight against Islamic State militants.
The New York Times first reported the probe began after at least one civilian defense intelligence analyst said CENTCOM was doctoring assessments prepared for the president and others. The military does not publicly comment on the watchdog's work, but Navy Captain Jeff Davis did say the Pentagon has talked about the war's difficulties.
We have been very candid.
But it's also painted a rosier picture than reflected on the ground. In May, even as a top officer was saying the militants were on the defensive, Iraqi officials were saying the group had just captured key ground in Ramadi. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
One of the baby pandas born at Washington's National Zoo last Saturday has died. The mother panda had not been nursing the baby, and zoo officials were unable to successfully feed it themselves. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.